Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
I could do with a bit of a breather. Could you all do with a bit of a breather? I don't know about you. I'll just introduce myself very quickly for those of you who don't know me, and then I've got something for us to watch so we can just relax a little bit. So my name is Sarah and I work in this congregation with all the children's work. So quite a lot of the children know who I am, but some of the grown-ups might not know me as well. So this morning in our all-age service, it is going to be a little bit different, as you've already seen, but God is still going to speak, and we're going to hear from him and hear from his heart today, because God is love, and he loves each and every one of you that's in this room. On a totally different note, please watch this.
Sent to Earth as a baby to avoid the destruction of his home planet, he would come to be known as the savior of all mankind. His name, Baby Bear. Adventures of Baby Bear. Episode 52, Baby Bear and the Runaway Train. So far, nothing has fazed our bearskin-covered hero. But what will happen when he faces his most deadly enemy yet? The giant evil alien space lobster, Barry! What evil deeds will Barry get up to this time? It appears he is writing a ransom note.
Dear Baby Bear, I have kidnapped your girlfriend because I am evil. Even you cannot save her now. Mwahaha! Yours sincerely, the evil alien giant space lobster, Barry.
Oh no! What danger could she be in? She's on the train tracks! Will Baby Bear ever get there in time? Quick, Baby Bear! Done, Baby Bear. How could we ever doubt you? But watch out, Barry, the giant evil's alien space lobster. Baby Bear is coming for you next.
Find out what happens next time on Adventures of Baby Bear.
There you go. And in case you're wondering, it has absolutely nothing to do with anything this morning, except for the fact that Jesus loves joy. And that made you all laugh. Okay, I would like you, please, to have a look underneath your chairs. Some of you have some strategically placed pieces of paper. If there happens to be one on the chair next to you, please can you remove it and can you bring it up the front? There are two different colours. There are red and there are blue. Excellent, we've got one. So bring it up the front if you find one. We need them all, so somebody has to bring them. Excellent, excellent. You will notice on these pieces of paper there are written words. You are now assembled in two teams, the blue team and the red team. Your aim is now to complete the Bible verse in the correct order. Killness, I think, might actually be a word. Maybe not. So, can you please just try and work together and work out what on earth this verse says? Adults, you may need to be proactive in this and work out where this verse comes from. We'll see how long it takes everybody to complete this task. Could be a while. I might give you a bit of a time limit. And we'll see what you come up with by the end of 2 minutes. Oh, we've got some things happening. Something. Oh, this is looking quite good over here. Oh, we've got another one. Essential. Please do double check under your chairs, because if there's one missing, we may lose the power of the scripture. It could be rather deadly. You have one more minute. Are we nearly there? Oh, there's more! Come on, guys, this is why it wasn't making sense. Maybe. Possibly not. Oh, and another one! And another one! Red team, you've got another one coming. You've got about 30 seconds left. Are we there? You'll be glad to know Pastor Clive has recognised what the verse is. I think that's a good point as the leader of the church. Okay, let's give him a countdown from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, you have to stop moving. Wherever you are is now where you will stay. Okay, we're going to go round. I would like you to say the word that is on your piece of paper.
A.
A.
B.
Two. Steal.
Kill.
And.
Destroy.
But.
I.
Came.
To.
Give.
Life.
End.
Love.
In.
Or.
It's.
Phil.
Ness.
John.
Ten.
Verse.
Ten.
Wow! You guys did very well. Okay, let's see if Blue Team have managed to assemble themselves. You guys can all go and sit down. Are you ready?
A.
Thief.
Comes.
Do.
Steal.
Kill.
And.
You did it. Destroy.
But.
I.
Came.
To.
Give.
Life.
And.
In.
All.
Full.
Ness.
It's. Life.
Ten.
Verse.
Ten.
I think this side got a little bit more confused, but the general gist was there. I think we maybe had one missing. So, round of applause. Well done, well done, well done. Okay, so, anybody remember what that verse actually said? A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give life, life in all its fullness. And it's from John 10, verse 10. I'm just going to go and get a little helper. Very essential. Every preach needs a gorilla. This is Gary, the gorilla. And this morning, Gary is going to represent each one of us. So you can imagine, I am Gary. I am Gary. Maybe not as fluffy and hairy as Gary, but he represents us. And when I was praying and asking Jesus what he wanted to talk to everybody about this morning, this is the verse that he told me about. And so it's going to be a very practical demonstration of something this morning, which I hope will help the message go in for you. Normally when you hang things around somebody's neck, it's bad. These are all good things. And our lives can be full of good things. We can have good jobs, we can have good friends, we can have good families, we can also have bad things, but there's a kind of combination. Like, nothing is inherently one or the other. It can be good or it can be bad. Yeah? Now, that verse is talking about things which affect the stuff in our lives. Gary here right now is full of joy. Now, where did I put that bag? You can tell. Ooh, sorry. He is overflowing with joy. Okay. He would have been jumping around in that song if he had any movement in his limbs. He actually has like a steel rod through his back, so he can't actually move. This is about it. Woo! Okay. Okay, sidetracked. So what does that verse talk about? The thief. Now, sometimes in our lives, the thief is the enemy of God, is the devil. Sometimes the thief in our life is stuff that goes on in the world. It can be the way that the world thinks about things, the way that we think about things sometimes. Society as a whole, it can be scientific understanding and reasoning. It can be the latest thing on Facebook. There's lots of different things in the world in which we live in that can be like a thief. And it can also be in us. It's what the Bible calls our flesh, our self-life. The things that we want, we love, we like, sometimes they can be a thief. Now, that verse says that what happens, what does the thief do to the things? He steals. Future. Sometimes your future can get stolen. Or your future can get destroyed. Or it can feel like something's happened that has destroyed your future. What does this one say? Voice. Can feel like somebody has stolen your voice, that you don't have a voice to say anything. That is a really big one for things like bullying. When bullying happens, you feel like you don't have a voice left because somebody has stolen your right to speak and your right to have a voice. What was one of the other words that it said on that? Steal. Kill. That's quite a strong word, isn't it? That doesn't mean just to destroy. That means to totally obliterate so it's not alive anymore. Expectations. Things that you look forward to. Sometimes a thief comes and he not only destroys your expectation, but he kills it. So you don't expect anything good to ever happen in your life. Because why would that happen to me? Because the society around me, the things in my own life, and the enemy have told me that that's not for me. I don't get that. Potential. Stolen potential. Because somebody told you you're not very good at something anymore. You can't achieve that. Who do you think you are? Trying to get good grades at school? You won't ever amount to anything. That's a thief. Stealing from you. Marriage. The thief loves to destroy marriage because he hates the fruitfulness that comes from marriage. And if he can destroy a marriage, he's laughing. He's not a nice guy, this thief. Children. Some of the grown-ups in the room here, you can't have children and you feel like you've been robbed and it's been stolen from you because it's something that you really wanted. Some of you have really bad relationships with your children and it's like they've been destroyed. Some of you children here don't have good relationships with other children and it's like it's been ruined and broken. Talents, gifts, things that you're good at. Anybody got a good talent? Yeah. Do you notice how many children put their hands up and how many grown-ups did? Because grown-ups don't often believe they have talents anymore because the world has told them that they're not very good at stuff. Things that you used to love when you were a child. And you really loved dancing, or you really loved painting, and throughout your life, things have come and told you, well, that's not a career. That's not something you're good at. Purpose. Ominous word.
your purpose, your destiny, what you're going towards, what you're aiming for. So many people in our world that we live in don't have any purpose. They don't know what they're living for. They don't know what they're doing with their lives. And our enemy, the thief, loves to kill purpose. He doesn't just destroy it. He wants you to forget that there is even a point to your life, that you don't have a purpose. If he can kill that in you, then he's got you trapped. Success. Business success. Anybody own their own business here? Yeah? A few people? The thief wants to steal that success from your business. He wants to try and back you in a corner and destroy and steal what that business is meant for. Faith. There's a lot here, but they're all good. He wants to rob your faith so you don't believe anything could change in your life. He wants to destroy your friendships so that you're isolated and by yourself. Schools are a really hard place for friendships. They're tough. Some people are blessed with having good friends. Some people find it really difficult, especially girls. And the enemy, the thief, is out to destroy those friendships. He's not a nice guy, is he? Trust. Breakdown of trust in relationships. When people lie, when people don't tell the truth, and there's a break of trust. Wholeness. He wants to break you so that you aren't a whole person anymore. Because whole people are dangerous. You know, if you're whole and you know who you are, nothing can shake you. Health. He wants to steal your health from you so that you are unhealthy, that there are problems in your body, things don't work correctly, and so you can't be everything that you want to be because you haven't got health. Desires. Things that are good, things that you want to do, things that you hope for and you dream for and you want to be able to do, and he wants to steal that from you. There's so many things. Vision, a bit like purpose. Hope, so you've got nothing to look forward to. Security, so you know that you are safe. Doesn't want you to feel safe. Comfort. You know those times where you were really little and you fell over and you hurt yourself? And the only thing you really wanted was a hug. It makes it all better. A magic kiss that stops your knee from hurting. Doesn't want you to have that. This one is quite significant. Your life. The thief wants to kill your life. He wants to destroy so much that you don't think there is any chance of your life being different. Truth. He would much rather break the truth by speaking lies. Two more. Love. We live in a society where love has been pulled apart and tainted and stolen and destroyed. So it's actually not recognisable as love anymore. Not the love that God has. Last one. Gary, you're looking very sad. Peace. In a world where there is war and there is turmoil and there is stuff that happens all the time, he wants to steal your peace. Now, can I show you what these guys look like? You're not going to believe me when I show you. Okay. Hang on, Gary. This is my representation of the world. Doesn't he look cute? Doesn't he look innocent?
He looks adorable.
Yeah. Joel, did you see what he's done, though? not so cute anymore, hey? But the world can look very appetizing. It can look very like, no, this is a good reason, this is a good understanding, this is a good thing, until you realize that Gary's got nothing left because it's been stolen or killed or destroyed. Oh, sorry. Now this one, this is even cuter. This one represents yourself. Look at this. Oh, it's all good, it's all okay. You can just do what you want because it's so nice. This is like one of those, like, you know when you watch cartoons and there's like an evil Dr. Bunny character? This is actually what that looks like. So cute on the outside. And then suddenly, they've made an enormous mess of your life because you've pursued things that make you feel so nice and fluffy. Okay, you ready for this last one? This is our enemy. Bear with me, those of you who are Star Wars fans. Dun, 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 dun. Darth Vader. I mean, the devil. Now, here's the thing, right? Out of the three of them, he looks scarier than the chicken or the bunny, right? Yeah, he's kind of all black, all scary, big buttons everywhere. But can I just show you his size next to Gary the gorilla? And yet, we let him come into our lives and steal things and destroy things. Do you know what's even better about this? Look, this is how much power he's got. For those of you that are listening back, he's got a little tiny red flashlight in him, but it's pretty pathetic.
He has a
little
helmet on.
Yeah, it's a cool helmet, isn't it? Woo! So, actually, the only power he has to do is kind of to point at things and go, ugh, look at that. Isn't that rubbish? Look what you did. Look what that did. He's not actually got very much power at all. And even better, if I put him by himself, does he have any power?
No.
It requires me actually doing something and believing that he's got some kind of power to actually give him any authority and any power. Kind of see what I'm saying? Okay, I think we need some good news. A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus, came to give you life. Life. Now, here's the really awesome thing that Jesus showed me. I've forgotten where life has gone because I think I'd totally destroyed it. It might be up here. No. We'll go with this one. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, he defeated everything. He defeated death, he defeated sickness, he defeated the enemy. It says he crushed his head under his foot. It's very difficult to come back from that. I don't know if you've ever had your head stood on to the point where it crushed your skull. No? No, me neither. I don't imagine it would be very easy to come back from. Jesus won on the cross. It was finished. It was done. When he rose again, he brought with him everything that was new. And this is what he showed me, is that he didn't die on the cross and go, don't worry, guys, don't worry, Gary. I've sorted all of this where it's been stolen and destroyed. And now that I'm back, I'm going to give you life in a half measure so you can have back the old one that you had before. Sorry, it's a bit ruined. I don't think so. He didn't say, you know, in that video we had Baby Bear had to pay a ransom that he didn't actually pay. He just got his girlfriend back again. It says in the Bible that Jesus paid his life as a ransom for many. He didn't go, I've paid a ransom for a bit of you. I've paid a ransom on a buy one, get one free basis. Can I get a half price Christian? He wasn't in it on a half measure. It wasn't just like, how much can I get away with? Can I kind of half go to the cross and then maybe everyone, you know, they could get a bit of their future back? That'd be all right, wouldn't it? Yeah, that'd be okay. They'll survive. No. He gave his entire life to fulfill the entire ransom for every person since then, before then, that will ever exist in the future. He paid it in full. Totally. Yeah. Totally. And he didn't get the rubbish scraps back for us. He got brand new, laminated so it's harder to tear. Yeah. Says it in the Bible, I'm sure. Brand new life. Brand new life. Whether your life was good before or whether your life was bad before. Remember what I said at the beginning? A thing in itself is not good or bad. It's just the context of what's going on. But he came to give you brand new life no matter what. He came to give you brand new health no matter what. So there isn't anything going on in your life or that may go on in your life in the future that Jesus has not already paid the price in full for. Those of you that are sitting there going, but I've got these things in my body that have been there for years. I've got aching joints. I've got sickness in my stomach that doesn't go away. It's just there. I can't eat certain foods. He paid to give you full, brand new health. Do you know all you have to do? It's so easy. Is you just go, Jesus, can I have your brand new health? And you believe that he is able to give it to you. That's it. It's so simple. Do you know what else he came to give you? Oh, laminated things are so much fun. Brand new, untainted, totally fulfilling love. He came to give you brand new peace that is beyond compare, that actually nothing can shake, and you can't take it away. Nobody can destroy that unless you've got scissors, but we'll leave that. You understand my metaphor of what's going on here. Truth that is undeniable, unshakable. Joy that can never leave you as long as you say, I'm having what you already want. Security. You can be safe. You can be safe. He's got you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's never going to turn his back on you. Hope for a future that is good and is bright. Come on, Gary, cheer up. Wholeness, where you've been broken and things have been robbed and stolen. He came to make you completely whole. He came to build trust in you again, where things have been destroyed in the past. These two, well, this one first. Marriage. He came to restore marriages and make things new again. But he also came as the bridegroom. He came as your husband. Whether you're a man or a woman, it's maybe a little bit difficult to understand, but he came as your partner, as your answer for this question in your heart. That some of you are going, will I ever get married? Will that ever happen? He is your answer. Don't need anything else. He came to restore potential in you, the things that he has planned for your life and the things that he has planned for you to do. He came to set you in a family of friends who you can learn to build relationship with, and he came to be your friend. The best friendship you can ever have is with Jesus. He came to give you faith. Brand new, undoubting. There isn't anything that can shake this faith. He came to renew your expectations of what life can be about. And he came to give you a voice to speak up in your own life and to speak up for those who can't speak. Children, you are the generation who are going to speak for the people in your class. This is the voice he has given you. Your voices are important to be able to speak his name and his truth. He came to restore talents that have been buried in the ground for a long time. If you've been in the church for a while, you know about the parable of the talents, sticking them in the ground and hiding them. Jesus wants to restore some talents this morning to you. And children, sometimes we need to look at things from God's perspective, not our perspective. There are children he wants to give you in a spiritual way. People he wants you to encourage and to raise up. There's some of you he wants to actually do a physical healing in to enable you to have children. There's some that he wants to open your eyes to the different ways that he is giving you children in different contexts. I think that's a very specific word for some of you. Desires. There's a verse in the Bible that says he grants us the desires of our hearts. Now, the good thing about this is these are desires that are given from God. So they're not selfish things that the fluffy bunny wants. They're good things from God. Vision, to know where you're going with your life and know what you're doing. He wants to give you success in your business. He wants to comfort you when you feel like you've been broken. He wants to give you purpose so you know where you're going. And he wants to give you a future that is good and is full of his life and his truth. So, come on, Gary. There we go. You look better. That's what that verse is all about. The thief comes to destroy everything in our lives, to steal away and to take things from us. But Jesus came and he accomplished everything on the cross to give us back, not the old screwed up version, but brand new life, hope, joy, a future, everything that we need to be able to live. So, what do we do about this? Now, I said on that first one about the health, it's really simple. Step one is to recognise that somebody has stolen something from us. Maybe we let it go because we let the selfish thing be the stealer. Or maybe it was something in society that we've heard and we've let that steal it. Could be a doctor has spoken to you and you've let the doctor's words steal your health. Or it could be that the enemy has stolen or destroyed something in your life. So we need to recognise what has been destroyed and who it has been destroyed by. And we need to come to God and we need to say, God, I recognise that that's what's happened. Can you give me your brand new version of whatever it is? Okay? So here's how we're going to do this. Let's get rid of all of this rubbish. I'd like you all to stand to your feet. And if you need to just get a little bit of space between you and anybody that's standing next to you so that you can speak out loud to Jesus, then just do that. There's plenty of space down here if you want to come and just stand down the front down here. But we always say this to the children. You can't think a prayer. A prayer is about speaking with our words. It says in the Bible, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And then Jesus comes and he does it. So you have to make an active decision this morning. I'm going to speak it out loud with my mouth, which is why I said you might just want a little bit of space, because I know it can feel a bit embarrassing if you've got to just say something to God. But everybody's going to be doing it, so nobody's going to be listening to you anyway. Okay. So take a moment just to think, is there anything that I need to just say I realise that's been stolen from me, or it's been destroyed in my life, or it's been robbed from me? So first thing you're going to do is you're going to say, Jesus, I realise this has been stolen, or this has been robbed. Whatever it is, go for it now. Doesn't take long. You might need to say, Father, forgive me for letting that be stolen, or forgive me for pushing it out the way. He's so faithful, he forgives in an instant. That's it, it's done, it's dealt with. Don't worry about it anymore. girls, are you responding to what Jesus is saying? Leave them there on the floor. Second thing, what do you need to get from him that is the brand new version? And you just ask, Father, would you give me your brand new health? Would you give me your brand new life? Would you give me your brand new joy? Whatever it is, just ask. He is faithful to give you what you ask for. And if any of you here are going, I kind of don't really get what's been talked about, but I'm intrigued by who this God is. I'm intrigued by who he is and what he's done, and I want to know more. Then you can come and chat to me afterwards. You can come and chat to any of the leaders afterwards about what this whole thing is about. What is it about, what Jesus did on the cross? But now is also the perfect time for you to say, I want that life that you have, Jesus. I'm going to give you a few more seconds just to respond, and then we're going to worship God again, because he is so worthy and he has defeated everything that could come against us. Yes. Father, I thank you for everybody that has responded this morning to you, and I know that you see our hearts. And you respond to the desires of our hearts and the prayers that we have spoken out. Father, I ask that you would bestow on every person in this room what they have asked for. That you would give in abundance your brand new life. Yes. That is beyond compare. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus, we thank you that you are so good, and we thank you that we can come and rejoice in you this morning.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right, we are going to worship to finish this off, because whatever it is that you've asked for, believe that you've received it. And the way that we show we believe is that we give thanks. So come and fill up this space again and get ready to give thanks to God. And if you know the song, sing along. If you don't know the song, just sing thank you. That's more than enough for Jesus. He knows your heart, and he knows where you've been at, and he knows what you're now thanking him for. Are you ready?
Yes.
There's still lots of room. Just come, come, come. Fill the space. Awesome. Go for it. Light of the
world. Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.